just go ahead and get going here. And if you would, please, let's open up with a word of prayer. Please pray with me. Our dear Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, Father, we just come together in your name. Father, as we talk about the things of our body here that we're looking forward to doing, things that we're already doing, God, just be with us as we try to serve you in this world. Help our focus, Father, to always be on your Son, Jesus. May we cling to him in all that we do, and may this world around us see him through us. We thank you so much, God, for our family here at Forest Mill. We just pray your blessings upon us and just ask that you go with us forevermore, that we would do your service here. We thank you for Jesus, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Come on in. Well, good afternoon. Thank you all for coming this afternoon to our meeting. And we're going to talk about some of the things that we've been discussing here as of late, as elders, and some of the things that we're already doing, some of the things that we are looking towards doing. You know, first of all, just looking back over the past year or so, we have been so very blessed here at Forest Mill. There's just been a lot of really wonderful things happen. Think about it, and I just tried to come up with some things here. First of all, we just have the most loving church family that there is anywhere. I'm sorry, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more loving group of people. And I'm so proud to be associated with all of you. And it's such a blessing to be around all of y'all and to learn about our Lord together and to grow together. This past year, we've seen the addition of the Boyces, and that certainly has been a very refreshing and enthusiastic addition to our family. We're so very blessed with Chris and Teresa and Sarah. And we just are proud that you're part of our family as well. And that's been a great thing. And, you know, looking around, there's so many talented people here in our body. We are so very blessed. There's folks that just serve and serve again without any acknowledgement or anything. They just reach out to folks and show Jesus right where they're living. And I think that's what it's about. And that's encouraging to me and helps me to focus and do those kinds of things as well. On top of that, we're so very blessed with all the different programs and things that we have going. We've got a lot of stuff on our plate already, and just to talk towards that just a little bit. Back in the November time frame, I guess, we got together for a visions and goals meeting of things that we would like to help direct our body towards serving our God in probably maybe more efficient ways and better ways. And so we got together, and first thing we did when we got together is we just kind of brainstormed, well, what all ministries do we have? What things are we doing right now? And just looking at doing those things, continue doing those things, what makes sense, what does not, and how can we just continue on? And I'll just we come up with 40 different programs, if you will, that are currently in place right now that we do. I'll go through the first 15. How about that? There's Upward, Holiday Meal, Monday Night for the Master, Wednesday Night Meal, Backpack, Christmas Baskets, Good Samaritan, First Sunday Breakfast, All God's Children, Youth and Family, Missions, both local and fixed, First Place for Health, Bus Ministry, Nursing Home Singing, Men's Ministry, Women's Ministry, Small Groups, Winterfest for the Teens, Benevolence. I know I've gone past 15, but it just several things that we do, and all of them are to serve God, I think, was kind of the conclusion. There wasn't nothing that we talked about of these programs that we're doing currently. We didn't feel the need to get rid of any of those or do away with them because they all serve our God. And then we kind of brainstormed about, well, what are some things we could do maybe to enhance some of these programs? What are some things that we could do to better serve our Lord in Manchester, Tennessee, to let people see Jesus? And so, we were just coming up with some different things. That's part of what we'll be talking about today. Each of the elders will be coming forward and talking about what their ministry areas that they're leading and what's happening there, and then some of the goals that maybe we have set for some other things to do. And you know, that all being said, we're not trying to dump a bunch more programs or something else to do, something more or extra. We're just trying to look and see what makes sense, what's the approach that we should be looking at, where should we be heading with all this stuff. And so with that being said, I will just go over I'll just list the areas that we wanted to explore. We wanted to look at the clothing ministry. We wanted to look at maybe having a discovery class for new Christians. We wanted to really look seriously at our library and how that's in place and maybe make it a little better. Marriage ministry, our seniors ministry, parenting ministries, website, notification, involvement ministry, advanced counseling, missionary relations, youth ministry, existing ministries with other churches. There's just a whole bunch of things that we want to look at, maybe doing better than what we're doing right now, and just trying to help our flock here at Forest Mill serve Jesus and let everyone see Jesus. That's the bottom line. We want Jesus to be seen in this community, and I think that's the center focus for what we're wanting to just meet with y'all about, just let you and just discuss with you. And some of these things that we've mentioned and talked about, if any of y'all have ideas or other areas that maybe we haven't thought about that maybe are a concern to you that you would like for us to look at, please bring that forward to us, because we're certainly not all-knowing, and I'm sure there's areas that maybe we haven't thought of that should be looked at and the light of Jesus be brought into those areas. So, that being said, I will go ahead and start off with the things that I'm involved with, and then we'll just go. I think Jerry is slated to go after me, so I'll just share with you a few things that's going on with the ministries that I'm involved with. I'm involved with the youth ministry. Mike Lewis is currently the ministry leader of the teens, and you know, we have a pretty strong group right now. I'd say it's about, I think we're averaging like 30 on Wednesday nights, and it's a fairly strong group. And we're set up now with basically three groups: 7th and 8th grade, 9th and 10th grade, and 11th and 12th grade. And we have adults those are called core groups, each one of those groups. And we have adults that work with each one of those core groups. And the Parkers and the Eldridges work with the senior high bunch. The Eskews and Hibdens work with the 9th and 10th graders. And the Holtz and Lisa and myself work with the 7th and 8th graders, which is a very fun group, by the way. But anyway, we're very blessed with the participation there. And we had a really, really wonderful time at Winterfest in Gatlinburg here a couple, 3 weeks ago. The lessons were incredible. The singing was even more incredible, and we just had a really good time. And I can't tell you enough what a good group of kids we've got, because there was zero incidents. Everybody did what they were supposed to, and it was just, it's a joy when you can work and do things like that. You know, sometimes you might be a little nervous taking 30 or 35 kids to Gatlinburg, but with the group we've got, it's a wonderful thing, and it's a good experience. But anyway, we've got a couple things slated for the summer. The seniors are going to be graduating. There'll be a banquet for them coming up here real soon. And I know this summer there's going to be an Impact senior that I think Mike is going to lead a group to at Lipscomb. Mike had tried to look at possibly going to the City of Children in Mexico like we used to do several years ago with the teens, but there were no spots available for this summer, but he is checking into it, and there's a possibility for next summer of taking a trip, taking a group to Mexico for the City of Children. But as with everything, if anybody would like to be plugged in with the youth and the teens, talk to me or Mike. We'd be glad to to let you work with us and teach some classes and stuff like that. It's a true joy and a blessing. Also, the greeter ministry is under me, and Doug and Diane Vaughn are kind of our ministry leaders there, and they've been doing a wonderful job, but they've asked for help. If anybody would be willing to help with greeting on Sunday mornings, please see Doug and Diane. If you can't get a hold of them, I'd be glad to get messages to them as well. But that's another area that we're looking at. And they're doing a great job, too, and they love it. I got so tickled at Doug. He's really been enjoying greeting folks. So, and it's so nice to have a warm, friendly face to greet you when you come in on Sunday mornings. But along with that, we've got a couple of goals that I was slated to check into. And the first one is to seriously consider a youth minister for our teens and our youth group. And Mike is doing a great job, and it's just one of those facts where a full-time person is really an addition in more ways than one. If you think back to our family here just a couple of years ago, we were doing a decent job holding our own, but we really started solidifying and stabilizing and seeing a lot of upward trends when Chris and Teresa came to Manchester. And so someone with that's planted in the church body is a real addition, I think. So we're looking at that. I know Toppin and Mike could seriously consider maybe an intern position, something real quick that maybe we could do this summer, maybe with someone from Lipscomb or something like that. But we're checking into that. And I'll tell you another thing, too. If we were to get a new guy here, I couldn't think of a better situation for a new youth minister to come into a program where Mike Lewis is the ministry leader to help mentor and help that along. So I think it would be a real blessing for our body and certainly for our teens. You know, like, teens today face so many more obstacles than what we did. And I think it's really good for them to build relationships with folks that are kind of right there understanding what they're going through. So anyway, we're looking at that and seeing what the possibilities are there in the future. And I think it looks really bright there. Also, I was given the task to look into a notification system here at church. You know, in the past, we've had phone trees and stuff like that. A good percentage of folks text. That seems to be another trend that's really big is maybe a text signaling service that would text you if maybe we had church called off for bad weather or something like that, or if there was some kind of announcement that needed to be made to the mass in a hurry. Some types of text signaling system would be probably a real good addition, and that seems to be a current trend as well. Things are going that way. A lot of people text. I know some don't, and we would have to work out some issues on how to get information to people who don't text and do that. But I'm sure we could work up something there. We're looking at that too, though. So that's the couple of areas that I'm dealing with. And any suggestions you might have or ideas would be just greatly appreciated, and love to hear from you on that. Like I said, at the end of all the elders' talk, we will open the floor up, and you can ask questions about anything. We'll try to give you an answer as best we can. So with that, I'll go ahead and hand it over to Jerry. We'll go on.
Thank you, Joel. Joel did miss one of the activities that we probably should mention. We were really looking and trying to see everything that we do. And so we did include Friday night cards, ladies.
We overlooked that, sorry.
So, yeah. Now, it hasn't been sanctioned, but we do have that activity for those of you that might like to play the cards on Friday night. The two areas that I work with, the two ministry leaders, one is finance and administration, and the other is benevolence. And so I have asked them if they just briefly kind of state where they are and any comments that they have about that particular area. So, Doyle, you're first on the list. Yes, I did. I did. Say hi, at least. Oh, did you? Well, I guess that...
We've got the Miss Alice fund that was set aside for the youth that might need scholarships to go to Winterfest and or any other youth function that might be available. And that has not been used very extensively, but it's there if someone needs it. I guess, as far as I know, everything's going pretty good. Ken has done a lot of work as far as replacing. We have the air conditioner system under control by way of the internet in order to reduce expenses that have been incurred on electricity and heat. So we can keep those things turned down when they need to be. And if anybody has a function out here and the heat's not up, well, you can either call Ken or myself and we can control that for you. We'll fix you right up. And I can't think of anything else right now.
No, I'm sorry you didn't have a chance to get prepared. I talked to Doyle all the time, and he sends out every week, and he has all these graphs and charts and everything, and he's involved, and anything that goes on out there, he's involved. So I'm sorry I didn't say that ahead, but I'm confident that...
graphs and charts?
Yeah, I know. This is something I can remember for the future. Okay, and in charge of benevolence is Ken Burgess and Ray Green. And I think Ken was going to turn it over to Ray to speak. Is that right, Ray?
I turned it back.
Oh, okay.
By the way, that's Ken Bynum you called about the air conditioning and heating. Not me. I don't know anything about it. Anyway, I work in our benevolence area ministry along with Ray Green, Lee Vickers, Kathy Matthews, and a whole host of people in the congregation. And I'm not going to go in and acknowledge all these folks because they don't do benevolence because they want recognition. They do it because that's the right thing to do and that's what we're taught. God knows who you are, you know who you are, and that's all that matters. Last year, we utilized over $14,000 of our church budget. And that money went to help families within our church family and the community with food, utilities, lodging, gasoline, and other miscellaneous things, as well as maintenance on the church bus. And that's pretty good size little item there. Gasoline's expensive, and that thing drinks it. We also support Good Sound Ministry each month, as well as the backpack program at East Coffee, food baskets at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and sometimes I get involved in special projects, and I ask for special donations. And I am really pleased to be a part of this church family because whenever we have something come up, you all respond graciously with your time and your money. And like I say, I could make a long list of people that I know that do these things, but that would take too long. We don't want to do that. Let's see what else I got here. One recent activity that we did that you may not know about. You know, we support Good Sam. We send people out there for groceries. We used to have groceries here, but we decided to consolidate that in Good Sam. And they help a lot of families with groceries. We also have a couple of folks here that, at least two, that donate their time out there. So we're involved in that pretty well. But we also distribute a lot of other groceries. And recently, Marina and Kelly Peterson developed guidelines for purchasing or for getting groceries whenever we send people out to do that. And included with that, they put a bunch of recipes on this document that will allow them to warm good, nutritious meals from what they're purchasing. And it's not expensive stuff. I mean, it's just good nutrition. It makes good sense. And I'm not going to keep on rambling, but if you know of a particular situation that needs help, we need to help somebody, I think the right way to do this is to take down their name, take down their phone number, and anything else you know about that family, about those needs, and get that to Ray Green or myself or Kathy. We're sort of the out front people. We go from there, and Lee Vickers. We go from there and do what we need to do. If we need to get the elders involved in a situation, that's when we do it. Most of the time, we can take care of it of our own. So that's the way to get that started. Also, if you want to get involved in one of those things that we're doing in benevolence, contact Ray or me or Kathy or Lee, and we'll see if we can't work you into something. I've already worked one person in a situation today that she wanted to get involved. Already got that set up. If you have any questions, Ray is here. He'll be glad to answer them, I think. Anybody got any questions about anything? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. It was surprising. Marina and Kelly really did spend a lot of time on that. We had just had a list. I was telling people if we had to allow them so much money out of Greens on the things they could not buy. And we got to thinking about it and say, well, let's give a list of things they can buy, help them buy good things, and then follow up with a menu on how to do that. And so it seems simple, but that's very helpful. And we want to thank Marina and Kelly for doing that. In the clothing ministry, we're trying to think about working with other congregations rather than just trying to have one central location here and another location, another location. If we can support someplace else, like Rutledge Falls has a food program, and Good Sam's has a food program, we're trying to find somebody that has things for more substantial, like couches and refrigerators and stoves and ovens and things like that. If we can work together as a community and support that, then if we have somebody we want to send there and we don't have it, somebody else may have donated it. So, and that way also, you don't have people just circulating and not using what they have, but take things and sell them and so on. So that's our direction in that area. We are going to start a discovery class. Now we're going to try to start that within the next few weeks. We have a list of people that have recently been baptized. And so what we want to do is it's just kind of a new converts class. And we have a number of young people and older people that have been baptized. And we may even split it up where that we'll take in one group older people and then in the other group take the younger. Might be more effective. But that's a class that rather than just baptizing them and say, do your best, is that we want to try to bring them in and try to help find out where they might fit in the congregation. What are their passions? What's their gifts? How can they fit in? There's just so much giving here, all the way around. And these ministries are not set up, and the ministry leaders are not set up just to be ministry leaders. They're actually more mentors and want to bring people in to help other people. Help other people. It's an avenue to get other people involved and get the work of the church done. So, okay, David.
Good afternoon. Appreciate y'all staying around and being a part of this, in addition to all that you do as part of this body overall. I'll be touching on three different ministry areas briefly, and then just a couple of things we're looking forward to doing as we go forward. And the three ministry areas that I'll touch on are our worship, and then the children's ministry, and then things pertaining to technology. And first with worship and what's going on there, Tommy has served as our ministry leader for some time in that area and didn't have new material per se to report there, but just a couple of things to touch on. And one is just how thankful we are for both Tommy and Chris in terms of the content and heartfelt effort that they provide to us each Sunday in our worship service. I couldn't ask for two better folks in terms of the message that comes across from their hearts and what it means to each of us. We're blessed through that and appreciate it so greatly. We're, as shepherds, focused first in terms of worship on that content that draws us to God and lets us honor Him and helps us to worship Him and focus on that. And there's a much lesser focus, if you will, or secondary focus on what's convenient for us. And we're trying to maintain that priority, but we're trying to be mindful, if you will, of start times or end times as we go as well, and trying to make things work overall. But our first focus is on honoring God and providing that content from His words, and we just appreciate what Tommy and Chris are doing towards that end. With regard to children's ministry, while Linda's kind of been off on sabbatical, going off to school, Elaine and Marina and Joyce have been covering a lot of the territory there. Joyce with preschool and Elaine and Marina with the children's rotations next door, and appreciate their engagement, ongoing need for folks that would be interested in helping to teach or work in that, to participate. You don't have to sign up for years. You can sign up for just a short period of time and make a difference in something that's really rewarding. On technology, I think Ken's going to cover some stuff later on when Morris speaks about the web presence and Facebook and other things. So then two areas that we've been concerned about and interested in for some time, but trying to move ahead in or continue to support. One has to do with children and family ministry and support parenting and family ministries, and we're trying to be supportive of different activities along the way. The Love and Respect seminar that Chris talked about this morning is one of those kinds of activities. This fall we're looking to have a study about shepherding a child's heart, a good study program to help young parents in particular with raising up godly children. Appreciate what Michael and Monica and others have done towards that end along the way. Just a lot of opportunities for us to work there. Then a second area to try and provide for needs without necessarily inventing it on our own has to do with counseling and being able to ensure that folks who would like to have access to Christian counseling have a means to get there readily. And we've been in touch with the Cedar Lane Church of Christ in Tullahoma, who has just established a counseling ministry there led by Gary Johnson. Gary was their youth minister for a number of years and has gone back to school, gotten a master's degree in counseling. And their program is established in conjunction with Agape out of Nashville. It's one of 17 different satellite facilities Agape has around Middle Tennessee. So the good things about it, one, convenient access. Right now, they're working to service folks Monday and Tuesday down there, two days a week. They're staffed and prepared to do that. It's faith-based, it's Christian-based, it's a good program overall. The connection to Agape lets them have a reach back, if you will, when their needs that go beyond what Gary would be equipped readily to handle. He can get folks that have specialized in different areas. And so if you know of anyone that you'd like to to help get some assistance along the way, or just when those times come for any of us that we need some help. Will be good folks to work with. Gary was going to be here today to share about the ministry, but he and his wife Jennifer, that a number of folks remember from years ago here in Manchester, he and his wife Jennifer are on vacation this week. So, but they would welcome being engaged with us. It is a fee for service kind of program, but it's a sliding scale. Pay what you're able to pay, and if there's any problem with having sufficient funds to cover it, we'll help folks out as they need to. But just know that if you need, know of folks that need counseling, you can contact any of us as shepherds or Chris or Kathy in the church office, and we can get you aimed in the right direction to connect that way. And any questions about any of those? And Russ, I think, is next.
I want to touch quickly on three ministry areas that I'm involved in, those being the men's ministry, missions, and upward. As far as the men's ministry, and Paul Wright's leading that, and Dr. Davis leads the missions, and they both decided to be gone today. They had originally said that they would be willing to get up and share some things, but had other things come up. So talk to them, and Paul has some great ideas for the men's ministry. Haven't really gotten it off the ground yet. He kind of started off very aggressively wanting to schedule things every month and all that, and realized that was a difficult thing to do. So probably where that's going to head in the future is he would like to schedule a men's get-together maybe every quarter or so, just so the men can get together, eat together, share together, do some things together. But he really envisions the men's ministry being more about service in the community. You know, I think several men have helped at the Wiley's home and those kinds of things. And Paul is going to start working more toward getting groups of men involved in those kind of projects. So that's what we've got to look forward to with the men's ministry. With missions, we continue to support the same group of missionaries that we have for several years now. And as Glenn and I and the shepherds have talked, we've decided that we feel like the best thing to do is not to go out and continue to add small, you know, or commit small amounts of money to a lot of different missions, but instead to embrace the ones that we support already and do a lot better job of it. So one of the ways we can do that is with the Guatemala trip. And we really want to, going forward, encourage this body to take ownership in that and to buy into that and to get involved in that. We could send 20 or 30 people over there. It's medical missions. You know, we've got plenty of medical folks here and dentists, and it's projects. We've got lots of folks that are good at that kind of thing. So we could send a bunch of people over there. And I think in July every year, it would be great if we could get to the point where a big chunk of us just loaded up and went to Guatemala and served that family over there. And I know there's several going this summer. I think there's 10 or so maybe. But I think we could do bigger things with that. So keep that in mind going forward. We want to encourage our family to buy into that and to be a part of that in a lot bigger way. And also the other missions, you know, we think we can do a lot better job of just supporting the ones that we financially support, both just by sending them cards, sending them gifts, communicating with them more. It means a lot to missionaries to hear from us back home and to encourage them. So those are the things we want to do in missions, is just do a better job and get more involved in the ones that we're involved in. And if we're able in the future to financially support some of these, then we feel like it would be best to financially help them more instead of just having little bits going here and there. So that's kind of the plan for missions going forward. And then with Upward, we just finished up another great season. Everything went really well. I was just, you know, we met Wednesday and talked about it, and in so many ways I feel like it was just one of the best seasons ever. And we got to share scripture with kids every week, and we got to share testimonies and scripture with people at halftime, and we got to know some folks. But I think, like we've talked, if there's one thing that we would like to do better in Upward and be more focused on, is being more evangelistic and making that just real, not just having a great basketball program for kids, but really figuring out ways to evangelize more in that and reach out to people. Because there's so many people that come in that door every Saturday that need the Lord. And we've done a lot of things, but we just feel like there's a lot more we can do. So our vision, I guess, going forward with Upward is to really continue to try to transform our efforts and our goals into evangelism and using that as a tool to reach out to folks. So those are the three areas that I had to cover. We'll have time for questions later, but we'll turn it over to Peter for now.
My three areas are women's ministry, building and grounds, and young adults. And I just thought I'd ask each one of these people if they had something to ask, some program or some area they need help in to stand up and just say that. So Monica is our new women's ministry leader, taking Vanna McIntosh's place. And she has some ideas, so.
Sure.
Building and grounds is Marty Smith, and some of this building and ground stuff is overlapping with technology and things like that. So Ken's pretty much of this too, but Marty, yeah.
And we truly appreciate Ken's helping out with all this stuff, getting us automated around here. But I guess most of you know these buildings are getting pretty old, and it's kind of hard for me to realize how old some of it is, but the stuff's dying. It's kind of amazing. During Upwards, 9 floodlights went out in a 2-week period. I buy fluorescent ballasts by the case now to replace them. It's not light bulbs going out, it's the ballasts going out. So it's kind of just figuring out what's going on with it. But everybody can help with buildings and grounds. When you see something that's needs fixing or needs some attention, my contact information is in the bulletin, or just go to the website. There's a little button there that Ken has put up there where you can click and report it, and it sends me an email so we can get it taken care of. And people just catch me and tell me they see something that needs looking at, and that helps a lot. But anybody else that would be interested in serving by taking on or helping with something that's going on here at the building? Since the last time we had 2 people sign up, Joe Sanford is in charge of locking up all the facilities after all our meetings and services and stuff. Bruce Dunn is taking over all our landscaping out here and keeping it looking nice. And I'm sure if those people would appreciate help with that. You know, if you want to get signed up, you know, these things don't happen every day, but there's things that you can do once or twice a year that you can help out with that we'll just sign you up for. Just let me know if there's something you can do, but we can find a way for you to help serve here. And Bruce does a really good job, and so does Joe. He's around, he reports some of the things when he finds doors don't lock anymore, won't close right. So just doing some of those things helps keep our facilities and keep everything operating going for you. And if there's some other things that we can add here, we'd appreciate your pointing it out to us, or if you want to just help with something. And while I'm at it, Bruce Dunn does landscaping and stuff if you need some at home, too.
That's it. One thing about the landscaping, I had Nancy Fox approach me, Marty in particular. She wants to head up a committee to design and plan our landscaping, and then maybe get Bruce to get some men together, and we can get it done. But if any of you ladies or even men want to be on a committee, Nancy Fox has said she would take over. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. She told me this, but I think if maybe you call Nancy and maybe we get a committee formed and we'll get this thing organized. We have a plan and then we can knock it out. So, all right. Where am I? Young adults, Andy and Cheryl. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess while I got the floor, I just appreciate the shepherds, you know, doing this. I don't think there's any kind of code that says, you know, you guys have to do this. So it's good for me to remind myself that this is a good thing, so appreciate that. Just real briefly, you know, with the young adult ministry, we kind of got together a couple years ago and, you know, sort of started a couple classes and met together in homes. And, you know, we're not meeting together as regularly as we were then. You know, I think in large part, if you, you know, listen to the other people before me talk, you heard most of their names mentioned in other areas. So it seems like a lot of that group has gotten real involved in a lot of the other ministries around the church. So we've all kind of gotten busy doing that, but, you know, we do want to kind of keep as one of our main goals, you know, as new families kind of come into this body, we make sure that we kind of identify those families and make sure we get to know them and identify with them in that way. So I think that's all I'll say.
A couple of other areas, goals that's kind of in my hands. The library, everybody knows where the library is? Right in this area between the two auditoriums. Danielle Shelton and my mother-in-law, I call it my in-law service, my mother-in-law and my daughter-in-law, are working to organize that and keep it straight. But if you want to check out a book, go in there and get one. Bring it back and put it. I think they may have a place to put them now where then they can come in and kind of organize, put it back up. So be aware of that. We're trying to utilize it as much as we can. And if you need a reference book or something just for reading to uplifting, then it's in there. There's a lot of material in there. Involvement ministry was another one of my goals. But you know, you can see how each one of these ministries kind of overlap with people and with responsibilities and things. And everyone needs somebody to get involved. That'll take care of itself if we go along with what these ministry leaders need and get involved. That's about it for that. But anybody has ideas or questions or anything like that, come to us. Anything right now? Okay.
Let me thank you all for being here too. It's just important that we build each other up, that we permeate the rest of the congregation. We aren't that far from seeing our Lord, and we got to think about those things. I'm the elder that supposed to look over adult education, first part, and I asked Herd Lowry if he would kind of be the team leader, in charge of all this, and take a look at this and kind of oversee it. I got it knowing that adult education isn't broke. So, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix anything. But lots of times there are better things or ways that we can tweak things and do things better. But we've got good people here. We've got a lot of good young people like Mike Reynolds. When he came in, he looked me out and he says, hey, I would like to teach. And I've got a class I'd like to present. And you know, this happens time and time again. David's teaching a class back there now, and So it, the hits just keep coming, you know, and so it's great. And I'm proud of all these people that are working in this area. Heard, do you have some thoughts that you can come up and give us? Exactly. In the area of transportation, I asked Lee Vickers if he would oversee this, and he, basically he was doing that anyway, so that was a good person to choose. And he is. He's got a lot of drivers, and they go get people, and they do quite a bit of running around, not just back and forth to the church building, but at times to get somebody to the doctor's office and things like that. Now, this area is probably going to need to expand somewhat. We're going to have to get a list of all people that can be available at different times or would be available or wouldn't mind even if we call them, even if they weren't available at that time, to run people to doctor's appointments, things like that. Kay Meadows, the other day in class, came up and asked, she was going to have two appointments covered. Actually, she named three, two on Friday and one on Tuesday. And she was expecting, I think she was expecting it to be a problem. And it was covered in like 2 minutes. 2 minutes, the whole thing was scheduled and done. And it's exciting to see things work like that. And who's training you? Is that your job? Are you? But we do need to get a list of all these folks that that could do driving and things like that, and perhaps run it through Kathy and be able to have a way of getting hold of people. When there are emergencies and that we can get people. Of course, in emergencies, there's still plenty of folks that are willing to do this. So once again, it comes down that this congregation does have a lot of giving people in it. And thank you, Lee, for all that you're doing along that line. Runny nose. Okay, I'm also over the senior program here, and right now we don't have a ministry leader in charge of that, but I sure would like for somebody to kind of head that up and take that and run with it. Let me talk to you seniors for just a second. The rest of you shut your ears. You're not allowed to hear that. But for you senior people.
What qualifies as a senior?
Okay. When Phyllis came, Phyllis and I came here, I remember I came with her. and that's been like, somewhere between 12 and 15 years ago. One of the things that really attracted us to this is that this congregation was spiritually minded. And I think it still is. But seniors, there's a lot of griping and belly aching going on. And don't get involved with that. Put it down. Turn it off. It doesn't need to be. First of all, It's physical in nature. And folks, you folks like me, Jesus is just across the street. It's not like Chris was saying this morning, talking about 100 years from now. A lot of us, in 10 years, we're going to be with our Lord. It's not a time to be pleasing the physical. It's not a time to be looking at the rocking chair. It's a time to be planning the spiritual. And you guys can do that better than anyone else. And lead the younger people. The younger people need to see that. They don't need to see belly aching and crying and one thing and another. Yeah, there are some things that we need to do. But one thing we don't need to do is be rebelling. And that's what it is when two or three people get together and start belly aching. It's a rebellion. And when you rebel, you're putting yourself on the opposite side of God. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't even allow it to be around you. And I'm talking to people that I love dearly. I love all of you dearly. And I want to see, there isn't anyone I don't want to see next to me in heaven. I want to see all of you, though. I definitely do. And don't take a chance on things like that. Put the Spirit first. Let the Spirit operate in your lives, as many of you are. And man, does it please me when I see groups of ladies and just everybody. And they're out cheering for the ball, you know, and doing this and doing that. And it's just great, you know. And you can be an influence, a good influence. I want to get our groups back together. Of course, a lot of you are involved anyway. And once again, don't fix something that ain't broke. And a lot of you are going to breakfast together. You're going bowling together. You're doing this, that, and the other. Great. Keep it up. Keep going as long as you can. But remember, put God first. We want to make sure that the widows and the people, particularly widows that are ill and having surgery and things like that, are visited regularly. We need to have more conversation about that within our senior group and make sure that each other, that visitations are being made and all these physical things are being accomplished. We're trying to do that through Monday night at the Master. And we're trying to do some of that. Who was it, hon, that was saying they couldn't be here on Monday nights and they don't like to get out at night. But they would like to start making some of these visitations during the daytime. Well, that's great, because a lot of the nursing homes would really rather have us in there during the day than they would during the night. So if you're interested in doing that, get your names in, and when you would like to go, what days, we'll get appointments for you, tell you who's available, who needs visiting. There's work to be done. And Jesus said, you know, the fields are white with harvest, but the reapers are few. We need to get people in there and doing these things. Yes, sir. Yeah, I guess I do tend to overlook that. So, with that being the case, let's move on to one other thing. I was asked to look at a website, Facebook, and web presence. And I talked to Ken a good bit, and folks, we have a tremendous potential, and it's it's going to aid across the board, not just with the seniors, but it's going to be good in all facets. For instance, Paul Wright has made up a Facebook group for the men's group. And so if you want to find out what's going on there, we can just contact him over Facebook and find out what things are going on. There's not everybody does that. Not everybody wants to do that. But in this day and age, there's not going to be just one way to do things. We're going to have to look at several ways. One of the ways is our website. And we've got on the website, attached to it is a calendar of events. Why don't you talk to that, if you would? Just talk to
everything
in that area.
The Facebook's, I mean, the web page started out as just a web presence. It was Ray Markram and Daryl Denman came to me and asked me to give us presence out on the internet for people that might be looking for a church or might want to know more about Forest Mill. And it's been out there for several years, but lately I've turned it into something that we can use internally. And there is a calendar on the front page that will be updated, and you can also get a hold of the bulletin for that week. You can get sermons that were preached the past two or three weeks, and also there's a link to the new Facebook page. I was asked a couple of weeks ago to work toward giving us a Facebook page that. As I understand it, it's the elders were wanting a place that we could communicate with each other. Chris can communicate with all of us. I know he's already posted a thought on there last week. And we can also advertise events that are going on. We realize this doesn't reach everyone, but it reaches a lot of people, and it'll just be supplemental to what we're already doing. So there's a link to the Facebook page as well, and we've already sent out invites or little ads to several people that we had Facebook contacts to, friends to. And so there's already been people find it, but hopefully everybody will be able to eventually get connected with that, and that'd be a place where we can also post cancellations and emergencies and that sort of thing.
And you might want to say it's under Forest Mill. Wasn't there a Forest Mills Facebook page? Or?
Yeah, that was started by someone out here years ago, and it really never got further. But it's Forest Mill Church of Christ. And like I say, if you go to our forestmill.org webpage, there's a link on the front page to get to that Facebook page. If you go to the ministry areas, there's a link to even the men's ministry group page. So I've tried to link all the ministry areas to their particular Facebook page.
So by and large, we're going to have many ways of contacting people and getting word out on these things. One of my brothers here said a few minutes ago, we're looking at the phone system, you know, being able to put out multiple texts to anyone that has a cell phone, going on the web page, going on Facebook, just many ways that we're trying to make communication possible for everybody here. And I think it's great. Folks, yeah. Anybody that has interest in those type things, that's a great one. And even if you don't, man, some of us older folks can do just about anything we put our minds to. So if you're thinking about something you could do, there it is. There it is. Folks, I am just so proud of you. I love you so much. Not just the high rollers. I love you that have problems, you know, and that are working things out, and you want this place to be better, and you want to do more, and you want to see your Jesus. And that makes us brothers and sisters. Thank you very much for being my brother and sister. I love you so much.
One thing I wanted to mention that we had talked about this morning, I just want to throw that out there. You'll be hearing some more about that. We're wanting to update our service list. So if there's areas you'd like to serve in our congregation, whether it be leading the table or serving at the table or multitude of ways, we're going to be asking for input from that. So if you've not signed up, please be thinking about that. And with that, I'm just going to open up the floor. If you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to ask, please ask me, and I'll shoot it over to one of these other gentlemen. So, anybody? Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to add about the library. We have finally added the Parsonal History notebooks are in there, as well as the bulletins from the beginning. So they're all in there for your enjoyment.
Okay, thank you.
We're adding the bulletins as they come out to keep that up.
Did everybody hear that? There's been some additions from Forest Mill History, bulletins and whatnot, that are also in the library. If you'd like to look at that, it's available now. So, yes. Okay. And that's coming up quickly. So. At two. And with that, thank you. We'll be dismissed. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Oh. Okay, I did not. Okay. That answered your question, okay. I'm glad y'all could, because I could not. So, anybody else with a comment or a question? Thank you. Well, thank you. Anyone else? I would just like to say on behalf of all the elders, it is it's truly a privilege to serve you. It's an honor to serve our Lord. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We'll utilize that. But it is truly a wonderful Lord that we serve. We have I feel so fortunate to be a part of this family here, to feel the love and know that we're all eagerly anticipating Jesus. And that is what we're all here about. That's the journey we're on together, and that's to be with our Lord when this is all said and done. And I know it's been said, but I love each and every one of you and all that are involved with everything here at Forest Mill. Thank you all for your service, whatever you do. There's nothing too small or nothing too great to be done here. We thank you for all of it. And I guess with that, Peter, I'll ask you if you'll come up and dismiss us.
Yes. There will be an opportunity to serve right away and help them put up tables and chairs. Anyone that's got a minute to do that, we appreciate it.
Okay, let's go to our Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so blessed here. We recognize that, and we pray that you will bless us more if it's your will. Help us to humbly accept your will in every aspect of our lives. be with those of our congregation that couldn't be here today, those that may have things on their hearts that that didn't come out today. Take care of them. Take care of all of our congregation, and continue to be with us. This is our prayer, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen.